Well, good evening, everyone. I brought this little program with me because I wanted to ask you to take it out. I know when I was growing up, the one thing you weren't allowed to do was read the bulletin in church. So I got to begin by saying that's a new holy holy I just learned. And it's very good. I hope you sing it again. I'm going to get better at it. But I wanted you, if you would take a moment and look at the wording that we say or sing when we say the Gloria. And there's only one phrase that I ask you to look at, and that is if you see the first verse, you see where it says, we praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. It's that next line. We give you thanks for your great glory. When I come to church, I give God thanks because he answered my prayer, or I give God thanks because it didn't rain today, or I give him thanks for something that benefited me. I hope I'm not the only one in church that does that. But in the Gloria, we're told that we say what may be the perfect prayer. We give God thanks simply because he is God. We give God thanks for his glory. We pause. Sometimes a parent will look at a child, or perhaps a child will look at a mother or father and say, boy, I'm just thankful for the fact that you are you. That's what this solemnity is about. The Trinity. When I was growing up, the Trinity of three and one, I thought was a puzzle, like a logic puzzle. But I learned that just like life is not so much a problem to be solved as it is a mystery to be lived, something that came originally from a Danish philosopher, so also the Trinity, three persons in one God, indivisible, is not so much a puzzle, but rather a revelation that God's love has overflown and through his own goodness in causing creation. Now the truth is, you and I probably have difficulty trying to contemplate the nature of God. But just as we may not see the wind, but we feel the effects, so is true about God's presence in our life. That's what Moses was speaking about in the book of Deuteronomy that we heard in our first reading. He was telling the people to be aware of how full of awe we should be, how we use this word maybe less now than we used to. Young people used to say to me, boy, that's awesome. And all I did was gave them a pencil. We use the word awesome for almost everything. But no, Moses used the term that he was filled with awe because he was aware of how God had acted in the life of his people. Yesterday, I stood right here and preached for the ordination of the two young men who made their way from Vietnam 7 years ago and prepared for the priesthood. And I said to them, I'll bet you never dreamed, you never even heard the word Louisville. How awesome God is to lead us in so many directions. Pause tonight and think about the blessings that God has placed in your life. You may actually think about what you first thought was a cross and ended up being a blessing. Many of you know that I went through 2 years ago, I guess you'd call it the cross of cancer. It was scary. And I was watching other people who I think had it worse than I did. When you're in the waiting room, I hope there's not a doctor in the house here, But the one thing I know about doctors is you're always going to wait. You're always going to wait. And one of the benefits of waiting for me was I got a chance to watch other people who were also waiting. And I began to think, I wonder what that family's going through. And often it was someone who obviously had lost great weight. They were ravaged by the evil of cancer. I've recovered very beautifully, thank God, and thanks to the prayers of so many people. Consider how God has acted in your life. In what way, perhaps in a great blessing, the gift of a person whom you love very much, perhaps what originally you thought was going to be a great burden and a cross, but taught you a lesson in life that was valuable, taught you to be patient, or taught you what it means to love another person when they are suffering. See, God acts in our life, whether we are aware of it or not. And coming to church on Trinity Sunday, a time when we give praise to God simply for His glory, allows us to uncover the action of God in our lives and to say thank you. There is a third part to this homily, and it's, you'll be happy to know, the final part. And that is in the gospel today. Jesus, right before he ascends into heaven, this is after his resurrection, he gathers the 12. He had told them to go to Galilee, and there in Galilee, he meets with them. And even though they are filled with both faith and doubt, he gives them an instruction before he ascends into heaven. He says, "Now go." Remember, in the beginning of the Gospels, Jesus said the opposite. He said, "Come, come and follow me. Come and learn from me." And we still need to learn from God, don't we? We need to reflect upon the life of Jesus. But he says to us, "Go. You are on a mission. Go and baptize all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to carry out all I have commanded you, and do not be afraid. No, I am with you until the end of the ages." It strikes me that with the beginning of the end of COVID, I have an image of a great procession of people coming back to church. I'm not talking about people who were afraid for their safety because of COVID, but people who weren't going to church to begin with. But it strikes me that they will not come alone. They need someone to invite them and to accompany them. Someone to say, "I'm going to the cathedral tonight for the 5:30 Mass. The sermon's not that long. Why don't you come with me?" You see, each one of us has that command of Jesus. Go now and announce the gospel of Jesus Christ to others. And invite not only you to come close to the Lord, for you to be accompanied by another. Someone told me recently, "You know, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to go by myself. I want you to come with me." And that was one of the most beautiful ways to talk to someone about how important it is to share our faith. So the lessons of Trinity Sunday, very simple. We give praise to God for His great glory, simply because He is God. We try to see the traces of God's presence in the fabric of our own life, and we give thanks. And then with God's grace, we become His disciples, reaching out and inviting others, for a faith that is not shared will soon be dead. Amen.